get a size in English. How many liters 40 size? They have no idea. You can tell us, you know how much 40 size? How many liters 40 size?
How much liters 40 size?
I don't know.
One size
is
under
40 grams. One size? Yeah, but I don't have any eggs. Is water? Yeah, but I don't know how
it's
works.
Half a meter by half a meter by.
What's half a meter? 40 size?
Yeah.
No, it's volume.
Right, half a meter by half a meter by.
No, no.
Like 2 meters?
Yeah, because it's the amount that you need to cover.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Right.
So 2 meters tall, 1 meter wide, half a meter wide,
and half a
meter up.
Right.
The minimum size of a meter.
Right, okay, fine. I don't know how many gallons that is stuff, but there's a number. They have a number.
No, just convert it to liters.
Anyway, it's the next thing. Fine, Baruch Hashem. So now we're holding Baruch Hashem. So welcome, everybody. Welcome back or welcome. First time. Fine. So we're starting now. We're holding on Gimel Amud Beis Gemara Makos. On the second side of Daf Gimel, 5 lines from the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 lines from the bottom. On Gimel Amud Beis. You got over there in your Gemara, maybe? You got Rav Yossi. You got a good neighbor. Oh, let's see the Gemara.
Okay.
So Rashi really explains that why is this Gemara coming in? Really, this Gemara is not about Maseches Makos. Really, this next 2 lines are really about Hilchos Shabbos. But why did this Gemara bring, why our Gemara throw it in? So Rashi says, because since we brought halachas from Rabbi Huda, the name of Rabbi Huda really, before, and Gemara's that Rabbi Kahana asked on Rabbi Huda, so we now bring now a bunch of Gemara's now that Rabbi Huda says something, and then Rabbi Kahana asks on it. Right? First we bring Hilchos Shabbos, then we bring Hilchos Mikvayos. Since, even though it's not really directly connected with Maseches Makos, we brought it in because we want to bring all the members of Rabbi Huda, and then Rabbi Kahana asking on him. Good? Rabbi sometimes also getting in there, yeah. But he just says because of Rabbi Kahana and Rabbi.
And why did they do this?
Because if you want to memorize, if you want to know it by heart, we're supposed to know it by heart. Gemara is made to remember by heart. So if you're memorizing
to
bring
it, all the
halakas of Rabbi Kahana, Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda said, and then Rabbi Kahana asked on him.
So Rabbi Kahana and Shmuel got started.
Meaning Rabbi Yehuda, meaning we don't care if it's Rabbi Yehuda Merav or Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, I know, but Maisa.
He said it.
Even though the first one is Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Yehuda Merav, Maisa, Rashi, since it's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kahana asked, and we brought them down. To the memory. So now, because we're supposed to try to remember it by heart. Also, go right. As we find a lot of the same names, but the main thing is we find over here Rabbi Yehuda and we find Rav Kahana asking on it. Let's see what's going on. But Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amarat. That's it. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amarat. Yehuda said in the name of Rav another halacha. Hapoteach bet sabar b'shabbat. Someone who opens the opening of a collar on Shabbat, chayav chata. He's chayav to bring the karban chatas. Now, what exactly does that mean? What exactly does the guy do? Let's see Rashi. Rashi is going to be. I don't know, like halfway down, you know, like on the Gazaba. It's Rashi going to be Hapoteach Betat Savar. The 26 lines from the bottom, if you want to count. Fine. What does Rashi say? Rashi says the following. Someone who opens a collar on Shabbat. What does Rashi say? He made a mouth like an opening for a new shirt. Meaning, what did he do exactly? It used to be when the shirts come, you get a new shirt. These days we have like a piece that keeps it together, right? Let's say a plastic piece or a metal piece. It used to be when you got a new shirt, when the guy sewed it, the tailor sewed it, they put a stitch in the collar in order that it should stay. Just stay nice. So now the first time before you put it on, you have to open up that stitch. Your head can't get through unless you can open up that stitch. So a guy got a brand new shirt, Erev Shabbos, Friday, the guy delivered it to him. Now on Shabbos, he says, oh, I want to wear my shirt. The guy thinks, what's wrong? So he opens up the shirt. Halacha is, your chayv chatas. Your chayv is sin offering, that was the Isser Duraisa. Because you just made, what did you do wrong? What did Rashi say? Chayav, why are you liable? Shetikei kli. You're finishing
the utensil.
Oh, you're finishing. Rashi says you fixed the utensil, which means they say the pshat is you finished it. You just finished the shirt, even though I didn't sew anything. But since the shirt was not able to be worn as long as the stitch was in the collar, by me opening the stitch, that finished the shirt, so to speak. That's the last step in making the shirt. So therefore, it's an issur d'oraisa of like making a kli, and the person's chayav a sin offering if they did it by mistake. Now, fine, that was Rashi. Now Rashi throws in what I spoke about before. This we took it, like we bring this Gemara over here, this halacha of Hilchos Shabbos, even though we're in Maseches Makos. Mishum, because the Amar of Yehuda la'el, Yehuda told us earlier, halacha of hamaved chaver la'eser shakim. And on that halacha, va'otveh Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana asked the question on that halacha. So Nakat Nami, we also took Lekulu all Hanach Levi, all these words, all these cases, the Shmaitin, all these halachas. The Amrina Rav Yehuda, the Rav Yehuda says these halachot. For Atrei Rav Kahana asks on him. That's what we're saying. So that was the Rashi through and why we're bringing down this Gemara. So let's go back into the Gemara. Let's see it again. Amr Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav. Hapoteach, one who opens Bet Savar, like the house of the collar, the opening by the collar, Bishabat on Shabbos, meaning he opened that last stitch. Chayav Chatat, he's chayav a sin offering, it's Isser Dereis, a finishing it. Now here comes Rav Kahana, Matkiv La Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana asks, Nechema Benzeh, what's the difference between this? Then, Migufat Chavit, to opening the top of a barrel. What's the halacha by the opening the top of the barrel? Let's see Rashi. What is Rashi? Let's go back into Rashi. What does Rashi say here? Nechima bein zeh legufat
hachavit. What's
the gufat? Megufat is like the top, the cover of a barrel. It's megufat. It's like a megufat. The megufat is the top. It's like the cover of the barrel. The lid of the barrel. Good. So what does Rashi say? The amrina, because we say the perek chavit shenishbrat, that's that perek called Chavish Nishbirat, which is Mesach HaShabbos, Rashi says on Kuf Mem Vav. Now what does it say over there? The Matiz Rosh Shabbat, someone who cuts off the head of the barrel on Shabbos, V'sayif, with a sword, Leftoach the Chavit, to open the Chavit. We say over there that you're allowed to open the barrel. It says over there, you're allowed to open a barrel. Let's say the barrel of wine, let's say, which is sealed shut on Shabbat. We say, you're allowed to take your saw and chop it off. Gemara is asking, why can't I open a shirt? Why can't I open the shirt? What am I doing when I open the shirt? What's wrong with I'm making the shirt. It's a final blow. I'm finishing, I'm fixing, I'm making the shirt now. So over there also, it seems when I cut the barrel open also, I'm making the barrel into a useful barrel now that I could start taking wine out of. Until now, it's just like a sealed barrel, right? Now I made it into a kli that I could start using it to start taking the wine out of. So why over here by opening a collar, you're telling me it's not allowed, and by opening the barrel there, it's not a problem there. Also, it's tikkun kli. You're also making the kli now, because now I can use the bottom of the kli. Until now, it's just like the sealed thing. I couldn't use it as a kli to start pulling out my wand. So now, when I chopped off the top of the barrel, also it should be considered iser. Whether we said you're allowed, right? So why is it different? I mean, both cases seem the same. Pretty much, the kli was made. With the thread, the cleave was already
made. You're destroying the thread.
I understand, but we're not worried about destroying the thread because you're not destroying.
Whereas with the barrel,
you're destroying the wax. Same thing.
They may be using the cork. If it's the cork, you simply take it out and put it back in,
but
without destroying anything.
But
on
here,
talking about sealing the wax.
Talking about finishing something, not breaking something.
Right. We're not dealing with
breaking. In the case of the tunic, you're making a shirt that's wearable. In the case of the other thing, it's not one item. Three items: you have a cap, you have a
chavit,
and you have tar.
Ah, so what's the difference? So what's the going to answer a little like you're saying, but the point is that it's coming out a shirt is basically made. The shirt was made by the tailor. What I do? I did a little stitch. You tell me, even though it's already made, that little stitch is considered that I finished the shirt, and it's chayiv chatos. It's unalim. So saying the barrel is basically here. Now hold the barrel's here now.
It's done
basically. But just now, I made it usable now, right? Just like the shirt. The shirt was basically made. Just I couldn't fit my head through the hole because it was so tight. And you told me over there, I'm not allowed to do it. But we see with the barrel was basically made already. Everything was here. But you told me, I'm allowed to make it usable. So over there, it's seemingly I finished the kli because now I made it, basically I did the last step, I made it usable. Over there, it's allowed. So I'm saying, what's the difference between these two cases? Both cases, basically, it was done. And my action seems to be making it usable. So buy a shirt, you tell me, I'm not allowed to do it. So why is it different than a barrel? Let's see the Gemara's answer.
It's different, though.
Let's see the Gemara's. In the Kashi, you're saying the Gemara's terrace? He's
saying one of them is not usable, one is currently being used.
They weren't used. It's not the way.
Right now.
The what?
It's being used.
Not the
barrel
way I'm.
It's being used right now.
Why?
Because there's something in it.
Yeah, but not,
the
not,
shirt is not being used at all and it cannot be used.
Why is it not?
Why? Because one of them you're making to be used and one of them has already been being used before Shabbos. And you're just extending its use by trying to pour something out of it, so you need to open it.
Yeah, but you're talking about when you're creating a new clean.
You're not creating a new clean.
No, we're saying you make it like a new use. Until now, the use was, in a way, you're right. But on the other hand, it's different because what's Reuben saying? That you made like a new clean. Why? Why are you saying it's a new clean? In a way, you don't use why?
Can now use it as a container. You could use it.
Oh,
you're using it already.
No, you were using it as a container for storage. You were using it as a container for storage.
And the other thing, you weren't using for anything. Totally unusable.
Yeah, but the point is. So you're saying I'll tell you. But you're saying a little bit based on what the Gemara is going to answer. I mean, you're saying a little bit what the Gemara is answering. The Gemara is going to answer a little bit that it's not really tikkun kli over there, because that you're saying a little bit the Gemara is
more destruction.
Yeah, but it's not destruction, but not the build. It's not a problem. We'll see the Gemara starts. It's similar to what you're saying. It's a little bit what you're saying is in the Gemara.
How does this differ? How does the lid differ than a sealed door? When you open a seal, when you unlock a door and open it, it's like unlocking a barrel top.
It's made to be unlocked.
Oh, so is that what we're saying? It's allowed. We're saying you're allowed to open a barrel. You're allowed to open a barrel.
Right. So I'm saying it's analogous to opening a sealed door.
We're trying to figure out what's the difference between opening a shirt and a barrel? Why is opening a shirt wrong?
Because you can't seal up the shirt again.
So what? I'm saying, but we're looking at, you're actually opening the stitch. Now, they were looking at how you chopped off this thing was sealed closed with the wax, and you took a knife and you opened the barrel. So, Joanna, what's the difference? Joanna, why is it different? Good. So, let's see what the Gemara's answer is. So, our answer is a little bit like Rabbi Yisrael said. A little bit like Rabbi Yisrael said. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yehuda told Rav Kahana back, right? Aleph Lamed, Amar Lei, Rabbi Yehuda told Rav Kahana, Zeh Chibur, Zeh Enochibur. Zed, this case, was attached. By the shirt, the stitch made it consider that it was attached. The Zed Enochibur, but in the case of the wax, in the case of the barrel, it wasn't really attached. Now, what does that mean? We'll see Rashi then said a little more what that means. Let's see Rashi's Zed. Rashi says, Zed the Beit HaTzara, this case, what's the first Zed? The first Zed means, it's referring to the case of the collar. Rashi says, Zed the Beit HaTzara, this case of the collar, Hayachibur. It was considered that it was attached. The stitch attached the shirt to the other side of the shirt. Hilkach, therefore, patach, you opened up. When you opened it up, tigun chadash was it. This, you made a new tikkun. This thing was considered like it was attached. So by me opening it, I just fixed something. It was very considered very attached. Aval, but hamigufa, but the lid, av al pishi tucha al pid hachavit v'tik. Even though it was like smeared, it was like placed on the top of the opening of the barrel with cement. It's not considered a strong attachment. And therefore, it's as if it was, it's as if it was already open. So Raj is not saying exactly what Rizzo is saying. He's saying a little bit different. He's saying that in the case of the shirt, it's considered the shirt was 100% closed. Right? So the shirt, it was totally unwearable. Over here, the case is, by the barrel, why don't we tell you you're allowed to open a barrel? We're not talking about a case where you're taking the whole wood is totally attached and you're opening the chopping off the piece of the wood. The case is, it was just sealed shut with wax. So in a way, it was already open, basically. And it's like, I'm taking off something which is already open, and I'm just putting back the seal. So it could be what the Gemara means is that, in this case, it was already made into a kli. What was the whole problem? What am I making into a kli now? The problem was, this used to be a barrel for storage, right? Now I'm making it, so to speak, into a kli. Now you could open it and close it. So I'm changing it from the original kli. It used to be just a barrel for storage. I'm making it into a usable kli for me to take wine in and out. Because now I'm using it now I can start taking wine from it. So by me chopping off the top, in a way, I'm making the bottom now with the new use. Its original use used to be just for storage. Now I'm making it usable to take stuff in and out. So the Gemara is saying, what's the difference? So the Gemara answered, no. Since if it will be a case where the barrel will be a whole brand new barrel, right? Then you're right, it'll be usher to start chopping off the top. You're right, that's called tikkun kli. The case where we said it's mutter, where it's allowed to chop off, that was only the case where it was already cut off the top. It was just sealed shut temporarily with wax. I'm just chopping off the wax, so that's why it's not tikkun kli. That's
my problem. But if the shirt was a kli, wore it, but it was a kli, and then you just put the stitch in it, it was wearable before. Mm-hmm. Now you made it unwearable.
Right, but it was never worn, and the way, since it came brand new from the manufacturer like that, since it comes like that, it's considered to me that I finished the kli.
If it was finished, if you had a shirt and someone came along and did you
that, so that's not so simple. If I already wore it, let's say someone put a sewed this thing clothing, and that's not that it's not so much. If you look at Rashi, Rashi is very important because it's big machlokes over here. What he's talking about, Rashi specifically, Rashi's careful. If you look at Rashi Beit HaTzavar, Rashi says specifically, Rashi's whole issue is tikkun kli. The guy Stam put a sewed, some guy was pulling on my shirt, and somehow I asked them to sew a button on my shirt. They didn't really know how to sew too well, right? Instead of sewing a button on my shirt, I said, told them they sewed my thing closed. And come Shabbos, I want. That's not an Isra Dereita. It could be it's Korea, it could be Isra Dereita button. But if you rip a thread, not on condition to re-sew it, then it's only Dereita button. Because Dereita, you're only chayv if you're ripping, destroying, on condition to fix. Right? Because if you're just destroying something, it's not Dereita. It'll be Isra Dereita button. Wouldn't it be Isra Dereita? Here Rashi is very careful to say the case is Maka Padish, who was never worn before, and this is always the final step in trying to wear the shirt, you have to pull open that shirt.
But if that was the difference, and then you come back to the barrel's clearly been used before.
Oh, so that's a terrorist. That's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara originally thought it's a brand new barrel. Of course it is. No, so the Gemara thought originally the barrel was talking about a chibur. We're saying no. That case of the barrel was a case of Nachibur, because the case was that it had cement attached. Originally, we thought the case of the barrel was a regular barrel.
No, but Rashi's answer is not because one's Hadash and one's not Hadash. He's saying
no, that's what it means.
And
once, because we're saying, because what does it mean, what's not Chibur? Rashi explains that over here, Rashi says it's an old barrel which is already, which that's what it means. It's an old barrel which is already, meaning this barrel was once opened before. It's an old barrel, and it's already cemented closed. Right? So now you're just cutting the cement, saying that's not called that it was attached to you, like made a new cleat, because it was already it was like it was open, so it was already once open before.
If it were a new barrel, cemented, closed,
not cemented. If it a new barrel, let's say not cemented, it was just sealed shut. Let's say however they seal it shut.
Right, let's say we tap it down.
Let's say it would be tapped down or something. Then you would not be allowed to. It was a brand new barrel. Let's say I don't know how they cork it down. Somehow they maybe they seal it from the top. They put like something at the top and they like. And a cork from the top.
No,
but it wasn't like the.
You have bands, metal bands.
Metal
around
bands,
that,
I don't know.
And then the sides are wood, and they're pressed together.
Right. Let's
so that, and then when they fill up the barrel, the pressure of the water or wine forces
the bands to tighten the wood together,
as the bands are being pressed against the metal bands,
right.
So that you have enough gap. So when you force it in, you have to literally tap in the
right.
top. Now the bottom's already forced in because of a groove on the bottom.
Okay.
And the bottom and the top shirt should have a groove too to force it in.
Fine, very good. So you're saying usually it wouldn't be cemented. Yeah, you're saying they had a whole mechanism, a whole mechanics had to make sure it wasn't, they didn't have to always chop off the top. Now when you get a barrel, you leave with it for years like this until you decide to use the wine. Then you chop it open and then you cement. Now let's say for whatever reason you want to cement the clothes for another few weeks, you cement the clothes till the next time you use it, you don't want bugs to get it, right? So why is it that whole heter that we gave you by a barrel was only in the case where it was already, that was not in Zechibur. It was so Rashi says like it was open, right? We're saying, if you look at Rashi, if you see the whole difference, Rashi and Chibur, if you look at Rashi and Chibur, right? Rashi says, over here was attached, right? So Rashi again, look at Rashi again, Rashi says clearly, the whole thing is the new barrel, at the new shirt. Rashi and Hilka, Pesach Tikul Chadash was there, right? Over here was a new thing. But by the lid, even though it was really attached, wasn't really attached. It wasn't really like a brand new barrel, let's say, or even if they make barrels like this, not considered that it was attached. The main point Rashi is saying is it's not considered like it's attached, it's considered like it was open already. It's not considered that I finished this cleat just now by chopping off the top. So I'm just giving you an example, what would be a case like that? It would be a brand new barrel with no cemented cover. That would be us, sir. Let's say we actually say the whole mechanics, and you make it, there's no cemented cover. Just a regular barrel, sealed shut, and this and that, I mean, however they do it, right, with the bands. And so that would be us, sir, to cut it open. Because there you are making a kli chadash. That's what that was come down from our Gemara.
So a modern example would be Tupperware. Could you reuse Tupperware?
If it's made to open and close right, then it's fine. It's the same thing. The barrel was just cemented down. It was already a cleat. It was made to open and close. That's the barrel. The real shaylah comes in. I'm not going to go to it, but it's the bottle caps. That's
and
the main.
And
that's where.
Metal cans,
bottle caps. That's what does come in very relevant. That's about the person had to understand it from this Gemara. But now we're not going to go into one. Try to stick to more Machs. We have to go more broadening because we were talking about Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Kahana. I'm going to try to stay to the Gemara over here. Good. So far, so good.
Yep.
Now. That's that Gemara. Now we're gonna get to Hilchos Mikvayos. Again, another Gemara with Rav Rav with Rav Kahana. So before we start this Gemara, this fancy Gemara with a big introduction over here in Hilchos Mikvayos. Before we get started, it's almost the same introduction. It really comes from the Ritva. The Archival also brings a very similar introduction to this Gemara because it's based on the Ritva also. So they both everybody gets the same source basically. Fine. So basically, in Hilchos Mikvayos, we have to know a few things. First of all, a mikvah to be kosher. Should I slow down? Okay. a mikvah, in order for a mikvah to be kosher, midaraisa, right? We know it needs 40 sub of rainwater, which cannot be shu'uvin. It cannot be drawn by any kli. It cannot have been caught in any utensil. It has to come straight from the rain, straight down into the pit where the mikveh is, right? Every mikveh, they have an opening in the ceiling, opening in the roof, it opens, the mikveh comes straight into where the bar is, and there is the catch, at least 40 sub. You have to catch 40 sub of water, which Yaakov said is a half a meter by half a meter by
2 meters.
2 meters. But I don't know, the amount of gallons, I don't know how many gallons it is. It helps you. The halacha is that has to come in straight of rainwater. And once you have 40 full look, 40 sub of rainwater, and that was not drawn from anywhere into a kli, then you could add as much water as you want. Like our mikvahs, right? They all have tons of water, much more than 40 sub. The halacha is, you just, once you have 40 sub of rainwater, which is halacha kosher, which was not drawn, right, not shu'uvim, which was not drawn into any kli before, just straight from the rain, straight into that pit, then you can add as much as you want afterwards. Like all our mikvahs, they add tons of water. Make a nice big mikvah, they add tons of water into the mikvahs. Now, this question is like this. Halacha is, what happens if, before it hit the amount of 40 sub, I started adding water from the sink. From, you turn the hose on, you started adding water. Right? Now let's say I put, let's say for example, five, let's say I didn't put anything. And I first I put, let's say I turn on the faucet, the hose starts coming down water. I shut it off. And then I put in another 40 saw of rainwater now. What's that like?
Where?
Into the pit. The pit's open, the mikvah, right? I am in charge of the mikvah. Say, no, let me, I want to save time. Instead of waiting until it rains to put the 40 saw of rainwater, first, let me put the regular water, the shu'ubin, right, which is the pasul water, first. And then after, I want to put the 40 saw. Is that kosher? I'm giving you an introduction from the Ritva. What's that lacha?
Yeah.
Pasul. It's pasul. If there's even one revius of wine, even about...
Wait, you said wine or water?
Water. Sorry, I meant water. If there's even 3.5, let's say, a revius is 3.5 ounces of water in the first... Before I get the 40 kosher of rainwater, the whole mikvah is disqualified. Now, so if it comes first, the shu'uvim, meaning the drawn water, came before the rainwater, it's possible. The mikvah is possible. Even if I have 100 sa'a of rainwater, it's not going to help me. If first, or if it's, let's say, 3.5 ounces of possible water that was drawn first came down, the whole mikvah is disqualified. That's halacha number one.
Order matters, correct.
Order matters.
If each ounce of water comes in, it gets. As you start putting the mikvah water into the pasul water, it all becomes pasul.
Right, you never get to a point where it's really midrabban. It's not really the rice, it's midrabban. We have to know if the midrabban is
midrabban.
Midrabban. What?
And that 47
ma'am shuvan, midrabban. No, the other midrabban is midrabban, say it's pasul. That's what Tikkun Ezra, that's something else. That's the midrabban, they don't care. And if a mikvah of Tikkun Ezra, they're not going to care. You don't need all the chumras. The rabbanon will mock for end of the rice, so you can't be shuvan. Meaning, med mikvah doesn't need. Fine. For sure, for a mikvah of the rice. So the order matters. Good. So if you first plan, you take one bottle of the water, you pour it in the mikvah, right? You think it's beautiful, it's pure water, right? And then you have 40 sub water, even if it's, then the whole mikvah is disqualified.
And it's 41.
Even if it's 41, I don't care how much you have. You have 100 sub of rainwater that wasn't drawn, the whole mikvah is possible. That's midrabanan because you can't have drone. Good. That's halacha number one. Good. Halacha number two is, let's say you've put, let's say 20 sa'a of rainwater. It rained, if one good rain, it rained 20 sa'a. Good, it rained 20 sa'a. Now, I say, no, I don't want to wait till the next rain. So why not save some time, put some, turn the sink up, turn the hoses on, add some more water. And then add another 20 sa'a. Next time it rains, add another 20 sa'a. What's halacha over there? There, it's possible only if you put 3 look. Rabbanu or more mach. Like you're saying, it could be because it has to be diluted. Originally, if you even have a revius 3.5 ounces of my Poland Spring water, let's say, or my Me'edin water, and then you have 40 saw, the whole mikvah is a swell. However, if it's in the middle of the process, then it's not as strict. Then, if you put a 3.5 ounces, it's not a problem. Unless you put 3 look of drawn water in the middle of the process, then it messes it up.
That's not a lot. It's still only 18 inches.
Still not a lot. Still not. I'm just saying.
It's 1/8
of a lug. 3 lug.
Like a pint.
3 lug is 24 lug.
There'd really be no point in doing that.
But let's say the guy did it. Rabbanan say, if you did less than that, let's say, if your sink was leaking a little bit, your thing was dripping and dripped a little bit, less than 3 log, it's still good. Once you put 3 log, and that's an in situation, even if you add 100 sa of rainwater afterwards, it's possible. So originally when you start, 3.5 or a vias will make it possible of regular water. Now, 3 log. Fine. Now.
So how much are you talking about? A liter?
I don't know. That's your job. I'm giving you about. Now, let's say, I was trying to figure out, they have it in the books in the back, I have all the measurements. Now, once I have 40 sub mikvah water, pure water, I don't care how much other water you add on, it's kosher. That's halacha. Because that's halacha. Now, what's our shayla and our gemara? Our shayla has, that's halacha's water. Now, that's one halacha. Now, what about wine? Or other things that, colored water, do they make a mikvah pasul or not? So halacha's like this. Wine, it's different than water. It's more lenient and more strict. Like this. If you added wine in the beginning or the middle of the process, it doesn't mess up my mikvah. Which means, let's say before I started pouring the mikvah, the 40 stuff, I put one bottle of wine, a whole bottle of wine. Right? Much more than it needs. Right? If it doesn't change the color of the whole mikvah, it's fine. But wine, we don't care about amounts. We care about color.
White wine.
So you put white wine, it's fine. If as long as it's wine, it's fine. Right? We don't care about the amounts you put by wine, we care about the color. Which means like this. Let's say in the beginning or even the middle of putting in my mikvah, in the beginning before I put any water, or after I put 20 sa, I put a bottle of wine. Yeah, Baron Rothschild, the whole bottle of wine, right? And I add another 20 sa. And it's compared to my mikvah, it's not changing the color of my mikvah at all. So then it's fine. I mean, this wine doesn't count. We have to remember, we can't count. We have to minus, subtract, and realize I don't have 40 suck. 40 suck cannot be counting this bottle of wine. But if I had put 20 suck, right? Then I put a bottle of Baron Rothschild, yeah? And then another 20 suck, my mikvah, as long as it didn't change the color of my mikvah, it's kosher. Right? And also, again, the same one would be like this. If I have 40 suck, then I add a bottle of wine, Baron Rothschild. 40 suck didn't change the color of my whole mikvah, it's kosher. Until it changes the color of my mikvah, it's cool. I don't care how much. If you put in very like white wine, you put in tons of white wine, it doesn't bother me. Yeah, if you want to do, some guy thinks it's healthy, he wants to, besides going to the mikvah, he wants to go in wine, it's kosher. The guy wants to put in olive oil, he wants to dump in olive oil, he wants to bathe in olive oil, he thinks it's healthy. As long as it's not changing the color of the mikvah, and then it's fine. As you can put as much as you want. That's enough. So again, by water makes a very big difference. Before the process, even a quart or a vias, 3.5 ounces of water mess you up. In the middle of the process, 3 lug, a liter of water, could mess you up. But wine, never. I don't care how much wine you put in. The amounts don't bother me. What bothers me is the color. That's what bothers me. The color is what bothers me. Good? That's what bothers me. Now, here we have a shayla. I have over here 39 sa of water and 21 lug. Meaning, because in a sa'ah of water, of a liquid, there are 24 lug. That's the math. Let's say there's 24 liters in a sa'ah. Good? Now, let's say I had a whole mikvah, meaning 40 sa'ah, minus 3 lug. Which means, in essence, we could say it's 30. Right, I have 40 sa'ah minus 3 lug. Which means I have 39 sa'ah. And in my last sa'ah, I have 21 lug. Because I'm missing 3, right? A sa'ah is supposed to have 24 lug. I have 21 lug. Good? So I have 39 sa and 21 lug, which means I'm missing 3 lug in this mikvah to be kosher. Good? So I have 39 sa and 21 lug of kosher water. 39 sa and 21 lug of kosher water, right?
How many ravine in lug?
And now, I'm not sure. I have to figure it out after. Ask the Google. Now, this guy had water. And he made it colorful. He put a kartov, he had 3 lug of water, and he put a kartov, which is a tiny drop of wine, but it's enough to make this whole 3 lug change the color. He had 3 lug, and he took a kartov, which is they say like a quarter of an ounce of wine, very strong. Close the door. You had 31. Yeah, you have over here a three lug, the last three lug that were missing from our mikvah, right? You had three lug of water, which was drawn water, let's say. Not drawn water, it was good water. But you put in it, you put in this thing, a quarter of an ounce of wine, right? It changed the whole color of this three lug, right? And now you took this three lug and you put it in the mikvah.
Can I just tell you, what's the difference? Why is it relevant that he didn't end the three lug? Why can't he just put the...
Yeah, because if you put the cartilage, a tiny drop of wine in the water, for sure that it discolors the water. It's not going to bother me. If you put a tiny cartilage of wine in 39.9 so of, it's not going to change. Okay. Here the difference is, because our question is
in
the look. So our problem is, are we going to view this three look as water? That's our whole machlokes in the Gemara. Or are we going to view this three look as wine? Which means these three last three look, which are missing from the mikvah, right? We have a whole mikvah besides for three look. Good? Now this three lug, so what do you do? Instead of putting three lug of rainwater, you took three lug of me'edin water, right? And you took a cart of a wine, which you took three lug minus a cart of, and you put a cart of a wine, right? So here, you want to take these two lug and put them in the mikvah, right? Now, are we viewing these three lug as wine or as water? If you view these three lug as water, as wine, right? What's the halacha? If you mix wine, even if I didn't have 40 lug of water, 40 saw of water, what do we say? Wine, is it going to bother me pouring 3 lug of wine? It's not going to discolor my mikvah. So we don't care. As long as it's not discoloring my mikvah, I don't care how much wine you put in, right? So right now, even though I put this in, you view this 3 lug of wine, you don't look at it as puzzle water. So far, my mikvah is still kosher. So you just add another 3 lug of kosher water, and it's fine.
It's good?
Good? But if you view this three lug as water, as disqualified water, right? What's the halacha? If I have a whole mikvah, minus three lug of, I don't have 40 sayah, and I put disqualified water, what's the halacha?
Pasul.
Right? Unless I have 40 sayah of kosher water, it's still pasul, right? So our Gemara's question, whole question is, these three lug.
You're not going to have to put the three lug of kosher water anyway?
Sorry, what?
You're allowed to put it. We're saying a three lug is the amount that you're not allowed to put. You hit the shield.
A puzzle water.
Puzzle water, you're not
right.
Allowed to,
right. So if it's puzzle water, I'm stuck. Right? Because until I get to hit the 40 line, I'm not allowed to put three lug of puzzle water. Uh-huh. So if you view it as water, as puzzle water, you just messed up your own mikvah, you got to drain your mikvah and start all over again. Right? If you view it as wine, said wine doesn't bother me. Just take it out of the chashbon. And just add another three lug of kosher water, and then you're good to go. Right? And you said, I'm missing three lug of kosher water, right?
Yeah. Why would you think it's one?
It's a machlag in the Gemara.
Because you're only using a small amount of wine.
So it's very diluted.
It's extremely diluted.
In this three lug, it came out. In the three lug, it came out that this wine was what made it look like wine. In this three lug. Correct? In this three look, it definitely looked like one, right? Okay, see, I think so we'll have to get to tomorrow with this other one. Now I'm just trying to put down that you're right. The woman is asking why, what's the, it should be one, you say. Sure, it should be one. If it diluted it, if it looks like one, if it's strong enough to look like one, this three look, it should be one. Why are you like debating, is it wine, is it water? Good. Well, tomorrow we're going to see it, good. We're going to have a machlokes. So again, what's the rule? The halachas are very clear. Right, we're trying to at least get clear the rules today. Tomorrow we'll start the Gemara, right? The rules are like this, right? Until you have 40 saw of water, which is direct rainwater, if you put in any other messed up water, your whole 40 saw is messed up, you gotta drain it. Start all over again, right? If you put wine in it, right, then it doesn't necessarily mess up my water. Even if I didn't hit the 40 lug, right? So here's what comes up. If I don't yet have 40 saw of water, right? If I put in bad water, then my whole water gets messed up, right? If I put in 3 lug of bad water, my whole mikvah is messed up. It messes up my whole mikvah, right? Or let's say I put wine. Doesn't mess up my mikvah, right?
For the three lug.
For those three lug, but I'll have to add
but
a new three lug.
More than three lug of wine.
No, even one. Wine, I don't care. I don't care how much wine you put in. Only water. More than three lug of water messes me up. One, I don't care how much you put. Until
so you can put 40 saya of wine?
No. If it's white wine, yes. Unless it messes up the color. Unless it makes a discoloration. Until it makes a discoloration, it's fine. So, okay. So we have a case here where my last three lug I put, I'm not sure what this is called. I'm not sure if we view this last three lug as wine or water, right? So if we view this last three lug as wine, my mikvah is kosher. I don't care, it doesn't bother me. My mikvah is still kosher because wine is fine. I just have to add another 3 lug of water afterwards, of kosher arrangements. But if it's messed up water, then my whole mikvah is going to be disqualified. That's right, Abraham, what do you want to say?
We're adding in 3 liters of water plus a little bit of wine.
No, it's three. It's three. It's a drop less than 3 liters, and the drop of wine finishes the 3 liters. That's the case.
If the wine did discolor your original 39 sa'ah, then it's
the whole thing as well. For our cases, it's not going to. Right, we're talking about a case where it was a tiny drop of wine. This carton, it's not going to mess up. Not going to disqualify. It's not going to discolor my whole mikvah, for sure.
So wine can disqualify good water?
Only...
And it can make good bad water?
Only if it's enough to discolor the whole good water, correct. If it could, it has enough to discolor the water, then it could, you're right, it could disqualify good water, correct? If the wine is strong enough, if to put it, it's a very strong wine, could discolor, then it'll disqualify my whole mikvah, good? So again, the whole question here is, these three look, how do you view it? Do you view it as wine? Or as well, the Chavrusha is going to go over with you tomorrow. So tomorrow, this is just the introduction. Thank you. That's what we're trying to do tomorrow. To continue tomorrow.